It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as she does every week with our legislative update, we have Representative Christine Watkins. Very busy on the Hill last week. We want to talk about kind of some of the highlights of what went down and everything, and we'll talk about that with her and maybe what's coming this week. Christine, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So we've got a lot to cover, so let's get into it. You said the first one, kind of an interesting one, but it covers Botox parties.
Yes. I actually didn't even know that it was a thing, but after talking, I heard it. I was actually presenting a bill in a committee, and they were listening to this bill to vote on. And I don't know the number, but what it is there are nurses that are called nurse injectors, and they make a business out of serving customers and injecting them with Botox. So the bill is requesting that these nurses can use telemedicine to have the initial visit with a doctor. They can't do it unless they have an initial visit with a doctor or nurse practitioner. The bill which did pass unanimously, was to allow the patient and the nurse injector to meet with these people online. So after speaking with a number of the women legislators up here, I found out a number of them go to these Botox parties. So I said, well, the next time you have one, invite me, because I certainly, maybe I could use some Botox. But I just thought it was funny because I was totally oblivious. I thought you always had to go to a doctor. I didn't know that there were nurses out there that actually having a business doing this.
I'm sure it's a Real Housewives type thing.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
All right, so let's jump into the next one. This was Senate Bill 189, and it's about rooftop solar.
Yes, and what they want to do with this bill is to require Rocky Mountain Power to fairly credit residents for generating excess energy through rooftop solar. As of right now, Rocky Mountain does not give the people who are using solar full credit for what they are generating. So I think this bill so far has gone through, and it hasn't come to the House side yet, but it would require them to give people more credit for the energy that they are producing. So that's one to watch.
And you know, just like within the last 2 or 3 years, solar energy in our area, I mean, you drive around and you see it on rooftops everywhere now.
Yes, yes. And in fact, I just had it installed on my house because we built our house to be able to use passive solar. To me, they have finally refined the rooftop solar enough that I put it on my home. I'm even been using it for more than a couple of months. And then I will say that there's an opposing bill that's out there, and they sponsor some people that aren't happy with solar, and so he wants to impose all sorts of regulations, and if you've had it for a couple of months and you don't like it, you can give it back, which is not a smart idea, because most solar companies would just go under because they can't afford that kind of a thing, and it's not something we allow with other industries. I just think it's odd that he's attacking solar. So I don't remember the number on that one. That's a House bill. So it'll be interesting to watch these two kind of opposing bills.
We'll keep an eye on that one. The next one has to do with school district, I guess, voting rights or votes?
Yes, and this one is House Bill 173, and it says that with certain exceptions, local school boards that increase a tax or impose a new tax, if people don't like it, they have, in the bill, it describes a process they have to go through. They can take it, and if they get enough signatures, they can make it so that it's a referendum in the school district area, so that all of the people who live in that school district would be able to vote up or down on that increase or a new tax. So this is something that we haven't done before, so it'll be interesting to see where this bill ends up.
All right, and then we'll close out kind of covering the bills with House Bill 262, yes, the CITLA lands.
Yeah. And this one, I will tell you, I anguished over this bill. It was really, really difficult because Farm Bureau and PTA opposed the bill, and these are people that I listen to and think are great organizations. But then I had all these other groups that were in favor of it, so I listened to it intently. I already knew what the bill was, but I had to know what the reasoning was behind it. In Utah, with the SITLA land, this is your school trust lands for all, where all the money goes into a trust fund for the school kids. We have properties that are huge. They're 50,000 or more. There's not a lot, but they're there, and some of them are in kind of our neck of the woods. And what they wanted to make it was so that the state could sell or lease to other state entities for a fair market price. And instead of putting it out to bid, it would be like DNR would have the fair market price. They would pay that, and then the state of Utah, through the Division of Natural Resources, could own or lease that property. And the thing that finally made me vote for the bill was knowing that we have entities, we call them NGOs, non-government organizations, who are huge. They raise a lot of money, and they would come in, they would buy this property, and they would lock it up. We in Utah would never be able to see it again, never be able to walk on it. And I felt like we were kind of, if I went the other way, it was like kind of selling your soul for a couple of bucks. So I voted for it. It did pass out of committee. And so it's headed to the House floor, and I still feel like I made the right decision on that one, because I'm like a lot of people. I want more public land, public use land, not land that's locked up away from us.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that one. Once again, that's House Bill 262. And then just kind of to wrap up, in the news last week, we had a member of the state school board speaking her mind, and you're allowed to do that. The only problem is it kind of conflicts with the fact that you're supposed to be protecting students, right? And that's kind of where this comes in. So let's talk for a moment about Natalie Klein and what the legislature is looking at doing, or what they can do.
Okay. And you know, Dave, this even went beyond speaking her mind. She showed a flyer with two young women, athletes of their high school, on this flyer. And the one young woman had short hair. She was, she loves to work out, so she's muscular and quite the athlete. And she was implying that she was maybe not a girl. So by having that picture out there, it caused, well, it made the district, they had to pay for security for the school, security for the girl. The parents had to have security at their home. She was attacked on social media. It was not a good decision by Natalie Klein. So after much discussion, and if you're following this at all, you'll know that everybody is saying she needs to resign. Well, she hasn't yet. So in on the floor Friday morning, we voted on a resolution that allows us to continue investigating and coming up with a decision. No one else can do this, not even the state school board. They have certain rules, but they aren't allowed to remove a member of the board because they're elected. We can as a legislature. So we have started the process to investigate, because there's a series of things we can do, can censor her. And of course, the highest discipline would be to impeach her. She needs to be thinking about this, because if we were to go that far, we would say we want to do it. Then we send it to the Senate. They do the trial, and they do the impeaching if they feel like that's what they want to do. Now, no one wants to go that far. We're hoping she resigns, but if she were down the road, and this would go way beyond the legislative session, if she were impeached by Utah law, she could never run for another office again. I'm watching it just like everyone else, and we started that process Friday, and I'll keep you up on where we go with this.
All right. So once again, that's something we'll keep an eye out for. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for taking out the time this morning to talk to us. We really do appreciate it. And I'm going to let you get back at it. All right.
All right. Thank you. And have a great day.
Thanks. You as well. That was Representative Christine Watkins giving us a call talking about our legislative update. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.